25th.
Merry Christmas.
If you have a very heavy suitcase that you have to get from one place to another, you might say, I certainly am glad I don't have to
carry this very full.
What do you call a creature that has a very hard shell and it lives in the water and it can draw its forelegs and its head and tail up it?
Turtle.
And what would you call the same kind of thing that lives on the land?
Well, now there's three different kinds of those. There's a turtle and there's a gopher. And there's a soft shell turtle.
Well, now, does a gopher live?
A gopher lives on land, and he digs holes and goes down into the ground.
Well, now, what about a soft shell turtle? Where does he live?
He lives around the water mostly.
Are any of these good to eat?
Soft shell turtle, some people eat them. Some people eat the gophers.
Have you ever had any?
Nope. I'm very peculiar about what I eat.
Well, I've never had any either, but I thought I might get an interesting recipe from you. Well, now, what about kudus? Do you have them?
Well, yes, we have what some people call kudus, but I call them all turtles.
Mm-hmm. So then the turtle would be the general name that would cover all of them.
It would cover all of them.
Okay.
Old people call them kudus.
Okay, and that... Is cooter a general term too, like turtle, or is that...
No, turtle is the most general term.
So cooter is the older one.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call the intestines of a hog that people eat?
Entrails, chitlins.
Can the insides of other animals be eaten?
The inside, the cow's stomach can be eaten. They call that tripe.
What do you call the center part of an egg?
The yolk.
What do you call the upper part of a man's body?
His chest, torso.
What do you call a small flat-bottomed thing with oars that a person uses on a lake?
Boat.
Do you have different names for the one that has a pointed bow and one that has a squared off bow?
No, I don't. I call them all boats.
What do you call the covering for a pillow?
Pillowcase.
If a woman's wearing beads around her neck, you might say, that's certainly a pretty what of beads.
Pair of beads.
If two men have a fight and one defeats the other one very soundly, you might say one man really what the other one?
Beat up the other one.
What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down? You might say he got down on his...
I wouldn't know unless you call them haunches.
Okay, that's what I was after. What are some words that mean a stingy person? You might say, he never wants to turn loose a penny.
He's an old miser.
Suppose a person's wearing funny-looking clothes. You might say, he really looks...
tacky.
And could you use the same word for a woman?
Yes, I would.
What do you call it when a woman's wearing her best clothes? You'd say, she's really...
nice-looking. Or neat.
And if you were talking about a man, would you say the same thing?
I'd say he was nice looking. I don't know why I'd say he was neat or not.